Okay, the second half of the siman, or the bigger half of the siman, deals primarily with the sugya of Eimavatanis Lachatchila, which is connected to the same sugya that the first part is, what's counted in the shishim. That's based on the Zroya B'Shela when it's cooked. The Zroya together with the rest of the Shlomim, and it's Nizbatel in the rest of the Shlomim. So we learned out from there whether or not the Atzamas are counted, and we extrapolated from there other things and the Kdera and stuff like that. So the other thing we see from the Gemara points out from cooking the El Nazir is that this is a big chiddush. The chiddush is that your mevatel is to lechatchila. That's the standard way of doing it. Is you cook the shlamim, the zraya, you're not a kohen, and you're able to eat the. You're going to cook the aisle, you're going to eat the rest of the aisle, and you're going to lechatchila rely on vittel that the zraya, which you can't eat, is going to be nizbatel, and that it's not going to affect your things. That's a big chiddush because you're not allowed to be mevatel nisal lechatchila. So it's derived from here that mevatel nisal lechatchila is a din d'oraisa. That's what we're bringing out. Gemara is bringing out that this is a chiddush, which means even on a deraisa level, this is problematic. And the chiddush is that the Torah is telling you that this is a standard way of cooking the thing that could be done. It's not a problem. So the raivit shita is that imbatan is lachatchila is a din deraisa. We have a lot of stuff to cover, so we're gonna have to.
We have a cereal box today.
So the raivit shita is that it's a din deraisa. What's the makar lazeh? Some say that it's lach l'meishim esinai. Others explain that it's part of each iser. It's included in the iser, part of the iser. Part of the iser is that you can't be mevatel it, but it's included in the it's an iser deraisa. Some explain that it's like a siyag. These are one of the examples where the Torah made a siyag, like. Some Rishonim say, like Bayi Rav Ayimatz is like a siyag, that's the beginning of Pesachim, and other similar examples where sometimes, usually the Chachamim's job is to make a siyag, a su siyag la Torah, but sometimes the Torah made a siyag for itself. So some have that idea that this perhaps is a similar, that even with the Raisa, the Torah was concerned that that you shouldn't be mevatel iser lechatchila. So you shouldn't eat the Isser by itself, or whatever svara you'll say why the Chachamim made it, if you learn that it's the Rabbanon, why the Chachamim would have to make it. So that's a siyag that the Torah made for itself. Akalpanim, the Ravid holds that it's the Raisa, and the other Rishayim say no. Tosfos says that it's the Rabbanon. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that's like the proper way to cook the Shlamim. To do it like the bedafke, cook it whole together. That's the chiddush. But that the fact that you were allowed to be mevatel lissel lechatchila, that on the raisa level is not such a chiddush. The Torah said you're not allowed to eat the food. You're not allowed to eat the iser. Once it's nizbatel, it's batel. And the Torah really didn't have any trouble with you being mevatel iser. The chachamim were concerned. The chachamim didn't want you to be mevatel iser lechatchila because then you might come to eat iser itself, or you might not do a proper job bittul. Instead of throwing it into 60, you'll throw it into 59. So the chachamim didn't want you to do bittul lechatchila. So we have, it's aser to be mevatel iser lechatchila. Some say it's the raisa, some say it's the rabbanon. What's the halacha if you were mevatel iser lechatchila? So the Gemara, there's a sugya, long sugya in Gittin. I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't look it over this year. Last year I went through the sugya a little bit more. We'll take out the main part from there. And there's a similar case of mevatel iser. Because there's the classic mevatel iser, which is when you take a piece of nevela and you throw it into the 60 kazesim of potato soup. You take a kazayas of nevela and throw it into 60 kazesim of potato soup. But there's other forms of bittel lechatchila. In other words, is when you're marbala heter, which means when the nevela fell into 30 ounces of potato soup and you added the other 30, you're adding more heter. Or the Gemara has this tier when heter is, I'm saying where iser is nisarav in heter, and you really, at least in a Torah, have a shir bittel, or maybe even in a Rabbanan you have a shir bittel, well, there's a chumrah that it's not bottle. So the example is, let's say, a goize perach, fancy, that's a special kinds of nuts. So they're dvarim chashuvim. So therefore, when they're nisariv, when we talk about dvarim chashuvim not being bottle, we mean the thing itself. The plate is not necessarily chashuv. But if this nut gets mixed in, let's say it's a nut of erla, and it gets mixed into a bunch of other nuts that are not erla, the same kind that are not erla, so normally it would be nisbatel by erla, it's a bigger shear. So if this min b'mina, the shear is b'masayim, as opposed to regularly to only require roiv if it's min b'mina. But b'masayim it is batel. But because these are special nuts, these are chashuv, so it's a filo b'elafloi batel. It's too chashuv to be. It's like a chaticha roi l'skabit kind of. So it's loy batel. But once you crack if the nuts crack, so then they lose their chashivas, then they're able to be batel. It's the same din by chaticha roi l'skabit. If you have chaticha roi l'skabit, that's the sire of another chatichos, so it's loy batel. But if they're cut up, so then the bittel is able to kick in. So for you to go and cut it up, that's included in Mevatlis L'Chatchila. You're enabling the bittel, that's also in Mevatlis L'Chatchila. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to crack the nuts. Okay? If you crack the nuts, so what's a problem? If you crack the nuts b'shoigig, so then it was a machloikus in the Tanoim. Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon held that b'shoigig is okay. Only if you did it b'mezid, it's a problem. But b'shoigig, if you crack the nuts b'shoigig, then loy kansin and shoigig to mezid. The whole situation is only an issa derabbanon. Why is it an issa derabbanon? In other words, even according to the Ravid, if you crack those nuts, for you to crack those nuts, that's an issa derabbanon. Because even the Ravid holds that be'etzem being mevatel isser, the isser to be mevatel isser lechatchila is a din deraisa, which. So that would only be when you're being mevatel and iser deraisa. Okay, if you're only being mevatel and iser derabbanan, the iser to be mevatel, it can't be deraisa. Here, in effect, you're only being mevatel and iser derabbanan, because once it was nisbatel b'roiv, even the shear of masayim is only derabbanan. So once it was already nisbatel b'roiv, you're ready only, your iser now to eat this whole taruvis is only an iser derabbanan. So you're only enabling bittel on a level of Darabonon. And therefore, like Ansinu Shaygatu Mezid. There are other Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Meir were Machmir in this case, and the Gemara discusses why they were Machmir and compares their Shita to what they hold in other cases when we're Kaina Shaygatu Mezid. So this is an example of Eimamatanus L'Chatchila, which the Gemara said that if you did it B'Mezid, it's Aser, and if you did it, in other words, we don't want you to. Why, if you did it b'mezid, it's aser? I mean, it's nizbatel. Was regardless of whether or not you hold that the iser to be mevatel iser lechatchila is a din deraisa or din derabbanan. Once it's nizbatel, it's nizbatel. The chachamim were the ones that said it. If you did it b'mezid, you can't eat it. Why don't they want you to eat it? Because they want to take away your motivation to do it again. So therefore, they said you can eat it. And they also said that even the person he were mevatel it for, also he can't eat it. Because this way, if we would allow you, if I'm mevatel food and I give it and I do it for you, so if we allow you to eat it, so then we're worried that I'm going to tell somebody else to mevatel on my behalf. So therefore, we make it sigh the person and sigh the person who it was mevatel for. That's the basic, that's if it's b'mezid. But b'shoigig, the Gemara was saying over there, at least according to Rabbi Yosef Yerub Shimon, that seems to be the main. That seems to be the halacha, how we take on that loy kansin and shoygig to mezid, therefore it's going to be okay. Okay, that seems to be a good marker for the psak and Shulchan Aruch that why shoygig would be okay. Comes along, but what would happen if it's a different see? And in that type of a case, the way I was mevatel, so for sure if I did it b'shoygig, because that example of being mevatel iser was only midrabanan, lekulei alma. What happens if I take a piece of nevela and I throw it in to a kazayis nevela and I throw it into shishim kazayisim of potato soup? So this pu'ula, this thing that I did wrong, it's a machlekes rishonim if it's an iser deraisa or not. So can't necessarily see from the Gemara in the example of Nafla v'nispatzu, that you cracked the nuts, that if you did this b'shoigig, if you threw in the nevela into the soup, you were mevatel b'yadayim b'shoigig, that it would be okay. You know, it's not necessarily a direct carryover. Comes a shach, and he said, because that, according to the Ravid, that's an iser deraisa. Cracking the nuts, l'kuliyam was a din derabbanan. So the Gemara said, that's what we paskin, and that's going to be, there's not going to be any knas by shoigig. Because l'kuliyam, that was an example, is iser derabbanan. Your action of being mevatel, in that case, was derabbanan. But when you're going to do bittul, if you're going to do an iser deraisa, it could be kansinan shoigatu mezit. Right? So, no, that might be a machloik, might depend. If you hold like the Ravid, that's the Raisa, maybe it's a problem. And only if you hold like Tosfos, that's also the Rabbanan, then you have a direct carryover from that sugya to our case, when you're mevatel b'yadayim. Comes the Shach, and he quotes from the Ravid, that even the Ravid, who holds it's the Raisa, he'll still hold that if you did it b'shoigig, it's going to be mutter. So the Shach says, not really an afkamina between the Ravid and Tosfos, if it's the Raisa. Because even if you hold a Raisa, it's still, if you did it b'shoigig, we're not going to give you a knas. So the Echoinim are Meir, you see Rabbi Kiva Eger, that this, the Pri Chodosh, that this is not necessarily correct. Because we find, L'chaira, at least the way we paskin, that by if it's in iser deraisa, so we are kind of shoygig to maze it. The case is I'm a vashal b'shabbes b'shoygig. Vishal b'shabbes is a din deraisa, iser deraisa. So if somebody's mavashal b'shabbes, so if he does it b'maze it, so it's aser to eat the food. If he does it b'shoygig, it's a machloikus if kansin and shoygig to maze it. Is it going to be aser to eat that food on Shabbos, and you have to wait till after Shabbos, or since you did it b'shoygig, it's okay to eat the food? Machloikus here, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says loikan sinan. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm sorry. Rabbi Meir says it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a problem. Because in iser deraisa, so therefore, shoygatu mezit. How do we paskin in Shin Yud Ches and how do we in Hilchas Shabbos? The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that if you did it b'shoygig, kansinan shoygatu mezit. If the challah was on the fire Friday night, and you thought it was the soup, and you by mistake took it off the fire, then you put it back on, you realize it was the chalent, so you put it back on, and at that point the chalent was not yet cooked. So basically you cooked it on Shabbos because you had taken it off the fire. Now you're putting it back on the fire. So afal pi that you didn't know the halacha, and you were a shoigig, taz is a long taz, that the maskana is that ta bedin, if somebody doesn't know the halacha, so that's called a shoigig. But afal pikein, since Bishul Shabbos is an iser deraisa, it's aser. The pashup shot is that it will be aser to eat that chalent on Shabbos. There's a Mishnah Berurah that says that if the chalent was more than halfway cooked, so then maybe be the yevet be soymech on the Rashba that holds that that's already considered that the end point of Bishul is Michael ben Rusoi. So once something is cooked, Michael Ben Rusoi, you're allowed to go the same way what we hold that once something is mushal called sarka, you're allowed to continue cooking it. So the Shita's Rashba is that I think it was the Rashba, that once it's halfway cooked, once it's Michael Ben Rusoi, so then you continue cooking it. We don't pass in that way, but maybe the Evid, Aser, maybe it's not such a thing. But that's the Psak al Shulchan Aruch. So Lachaira would come out that if okay, so we, and Kivyegah is not necessarily arguing in the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. Probably the Iker is like Tosfos, the Mevatlan is only the Rabbanon. And that's why the Shoigig would be Mutter. It's not necessarily one. The Pri Chodosh Taka argues on the Din, because the Pri Chodosh says the Iker is like the Ravid that's the Raisa. And based on the way we Paskin in Ilcha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if it's the Raisa, Kansina Shoigatu Mezit, so there, that would be the same halach over here. Obviously, in a case that you did an iser deraisa, meaning even according to the Ravid, like we said before, the only tzir that it's an iser deraisa is when you take the adai in the iser and you throw it there and you throw it into shishim. If it was already an isbatel on a deraisa level, if it's min b'mino and you had roiv and you add it to shishim, so at that point to eat that teruvus was only an iser derabanan. So therefore, you didn't for sure you didn't do an act of you didn't do an Issa Deraisa, so we wouldn't give you a knas shor, you go to Mezid. But if you did the classic, direct, full-fledged Bittel Isser, which according to the Raivin is an Issa Deraisa, so then that would be problematic. Yeah?
Interesting, in the Masifta, they bring the Lashon of the Raivin, and at the end, the Lashon of the Raivin says that Ubenigel Shegig, it would be Taloi on the Machlekes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir for Kaina Shegig got to Mezid. Meaning, from the way the Lashon, they point out from the Lashon would come out, that Fakir, like the Shach, is learning, not like the way the other Mefarshim are asking. Other Mefarshim are asking that maybe according to Ravid, if I was Mavatal and this is the Raisa, the Ravid would be Machmer.
No, clearly the Ravid is being Makel, even though the Ravid is Makel.
So we're saying they're applying it at what?
Like the way we pass it. In other words, if you plug in the way we pass it, there should not be. Oh, so we're going to say over what would the Ravid, or maybe what the Shach was quoting the Ravid, what he might hold. So the Shulchan Aruch over there, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Aser B'Shegig. And that's Taka L'maisa, like I said, example of a chant. Unless you want to use it, the Mishnah Brewer, if it's halfway cooked, you should be Ma'ayin before you Aser up the guy's chant. There's a Shulchan also, he talks about that Mishnah Brewer, whether or not you could be Saimach on it. But the Bir Agra, is choydek on that psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a heavy Bir Agra. I think it's the first or second Bir Agra in Shin Yud Ches. It is massive. Last year, I think I looked through all the Mar Mekaymus, all the Tziyunim that he was assigned to try to get the full picture of what he's saying. It really takes you through half a Shas there. There's a whole long attack, and he argues and he says we pass like Rav Meir. Even with the Raisa, that's the Nakuda. And therefore, he'll paskin in the case of the Chalant, that since it was a Shoigin, he didn't know the halacha, so he didn't know that you're not allowed to put it back on the fire. You thought it was still in your hand, whatever. Achveis, I don't know, you didn't realize what you're doing. So he'll paskin that's Mutter. Chai Yadam quotes him, and the Mishnah Brura also quotes the Chai Yadam. So, you know, Mishnah Brura is mainly like lenient a little bit. Basically, relying a little bit on the Gra. We don't want to rely on the Gra. Alter Rebbe clearly passes like the Shulchan Aruch that Kansin and Shaygat Omezid. Well, the main points, I guess, that the Bir Agra, I'll just say over, the main points that Bir Agra raises over there is a Klalim Psak that Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, Halachic Rebbe Yehuda. But he says that. I'm really, really sorry. I flipped around the shittas. I really apologize. The whole time we were discussing. Rav Meir's Mekel. No, that's what we were saying. Yeah, that's what we were saying. Okay. So this klal, that Rav Meir, apparently there's a klal that Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, so he says, he brings different rayas, that's not a rule. That's not the halacha. There's different versions, different girsois, and he goes through trying to prove. But there's one main point is, so that main rule that would automatically tell me you have to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that's not necessarily correct. Also, Tosfos over there points, brings out that L'chayr Rav paskind like Rabbi Yehuda, because it says that Rav, when he darshined, when he learned it with the Talmidim, he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Shoigig will be that he paskin like Rabbi Meir that Shoigig was okay, and only when he darshened for the rabbim, he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that it's aser. When he was giving a shir for the in shul for the hamoinam for the balabatim, so he said that even if it was a Shoigig, it's going to be aser. But when he taught his talmidim, when he was learning really. So he taught his Talmidim that Shagig could be Mekel. So he was Soiser himself. So the answer is, in other words, obviously the pshat is that he didn't really paskin. If he would, it was not pshat that he paskin that it's Aser, and for his Talmidim he was trying to give it. But obviously the pshat is that he really held that it's. But he felt that when you're dashing to a rabbin, You have to be more careful. You have to. He didn't want a takala to come out, so he just said.
Shulam before Pesach to women.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the Tosfos is saying. That's what you see. But you see the Ikar Halacha is. You see that the Ikar Halacha is that it's okay. Is that it's okay? So b'lechayra you'll ask. So who are we? Are we balabatim? Are we bnei Torah? So it's not so pashit. So I think it was the Ran. I didn't check it up this year, but I think it was the Ran. I think brings out that so l'chayra, that's why it's usser, because we're dechta balabatim. So we have to. That's another reason why it's usser. But the Gra says no, the other way around. If you're bnei Torah, so you could. Why does he feel so confident to suggest that we could treat ourselves like bnei Torah? Because the Gemara talks about Kfura and Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni is the Rabbanan. So it says that Kfura could bury someone on Yom Tov Sheni, Mikar Hadin, but the Gemara was saying there was a certain city, I don't remember the name of the city, there was a certain city that the Chachamim didn't allow them, were upset, did not want them to rely on this, because they didn't want to trick Lito Azilzul Yamtif. They're going to think Yamtif Yamtif Sheni, so that they're going to. No, and they're going to mistreat Yom Tov Sheni. They're not going to. So it's only the Rabbanan. If you see that you start letting them do certain things, but then it came up again in Tosfos. Tosfos brings down. I don't remember where the Tosfos was, but you could see all these Marakamis. You're just looking at Bi'ur Agra. I think it was the first or second Bi'ur Agra in Shinyan Ches, and you'll get all the Marakamis you need. So he says over there that. That there was in the times of Rishonim there was a certain city that they also wanted to allow Kfura and Yom Tov Sheni and through regular Yidin and Rabbeinu Tam was very upset at it. Because Rabbeinu Tam said, you know, that city in the times of the Gemara they were not considered Bnei Torah, and you want to suggest that you're considered Bnei Torah. And then I think it was the Ri, one of the other Bali Tosfos, other rabbi tried to prove, he brought L'chor some good rayas. That it's from Bishalakim. I don't remember the exact raya now, but he brought a raya that l'chayre we could be treated like bnei. That we are. That l'halacha we are treated like bnei. And that was an exception. That one city that they were. Yeah, the chachamim felt it necessary in that particular city. There was an extra. Last year, yeah. I didn't look. I didn't have a chance this year to look it over, but. Anyway, no, it's a classic thing to look at. So so the Gra, it could be the Shachos like the Gra, then everything fits good. And he's saying that even if you hold this Deraisa, the Shulchan Aruch passing is like Rabbi Yehuda, but not necessarily. In other words, Rabbi Kiva Eger is going with the approach, Rabbi Chadash is coming with the approach, if it would be Deraisa, so we'll have to plug in the halacha that as it appears in the beginning of Shinyan Ches, that Shogeg would be Aser. But not necessarily. Could be that the real, real halacha is that Shogeg is Mutter. And even if it's an Isser Deraisa, like on Sinan Shogeg, that's the din. I mean, gave you a little bit more background. But the bottom line is that, besides for the Prichadash, who paskins that it's that the classic Bittel is Deraisa, and therefore it'll be Aser, well, Lamaisa will paskin that Rishoigig is mutter, because probably it's the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon certainly the Kansinu Shoigig to amaze it, and there's a swar to suggest that even if it's Deraisa, like the Shach wants to say, that even if it's Deraisa, well, Kansinan, and that sounds like he's saying like what the Gra, he's going at the Mahalach of the Gra in the beginning of Shin Yod Ches. Okay.
Yeah. Didn't we answer yesterday also that?
I don't think we brought up this question yet.
Do we say that the Maisa is a problem, but the actual Taruvis is Mvatataka?
Of course. The question is whether or not we allow you to eat it. Once you did it, B'shoigig, do we make a Gzeira if we allow you to eat it? B'shoigig, you're going to come to the Ubimez.
Isn't there an Indian that the Maisa, the term in Asr on the actual Isra of doing Bittul,
yeah,
being Vatal, as far as the Taruvis, even the Torah would hold the Taruvis.
Correct. We're not saying different now. We're just saying that would the Chachamim make it Aser for you? If you did it B'shoigig, would the Chachamim make it Aser for you? So if the action, if the iser for you knows, we're going to make it aser because we don't want you to do it b'mezid. So they would only do such a thing if b'mezid is an iser d'oraisa. In other words, if the iser is an iser d'oraisa, then they'll only do it. Lashen kibbutz is the rabbanon, and they won't. That's what it sounds like. But the shach is saying no, that even if you hold this d'oraisa, we still won't. Okay, so we have a little bit of... There's more pratim in Emavatnas Achila, but I think this was the broader sugya. The next half of the sif, what?
This is the easy part.
This is the easy part. The next half of the sif is about. Oh, it's. I guess to continue the discussion, because we learned the din that you're not allowed to be marbala heter, that if Isra falls in and you don't have a shir bittel, you're not allowed to add heter, that you should have a shir bittel. And if you do, so if you did it b'shoigig, it'll be okay. And if you did it b'mezid, it's a problem. There's another angle to the shaila. If it first fell into pachas mishishim, then you were marbala heter, so mitzarim v'atam v'schat chila, so we discussed. If you did it b'shoigig, l'maisa is going to be all right. But there might be an issue. There's a different angle to the shaila. The other angle to the shaila is chaticha nasas nevela, that when the iser fell into the shloishim, it asered it. So even if you're marba heter b'shoigig, you add the other 30 kazais of potato soup, and now altogether you have shishim against the kazais nevela. But the whole kamus of your original iser became an avela. And that's going to aser up whatever you add. You're going to have shishim against the whole entire original taruvis. Chaticha nasis navela. So the Beis Yosef says, inichinami, you have to reckon, and Bemis, all the poiskim are struggle to address this issue. In other words, you would have to, if such a thing happens, you have to address chaticha nasis navela. So we'd have to plug in some of the rules. We already learned in Siman Tzadik Beis the rules of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. We view them very, very quickly because it's not really necessary to go over so much Bariches. That Bibaster Bechalov, this is for sure Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So if Chaticha was Beilei Atipas Cholov and it was Nesar and then it fell into the Chalent, and now you have Shishim against the original Tipas Cholov, it won't help you. The chaticha already became aser. It was nasis nevela. Now adarabba. Now you have to be mevatel. The whole chaticha is baser. That was the simatzadik base. There was nothing on chaticha. It fell in. If it was near libesoy, you have to be mevatel the whole chaticha. Okay. So for sure, even though when you threw it in, you were a shoigig, but it doesn't make a difference. It was already nasis nevela. Now you have to contend with that. You have to be mevatel the whole entire. You're going to have shishim against the whole entire piece. It won't help you the rest of the time to be mevatel the chol. That's pashut. If you're talking about shari surim, such a kind of a case, let's say dam fell into a potato, and then that potato fell into the potato fell into the chalent. So it's a machlokes nechaber amah. You're going to have shishim against the whole potato. According to the machab, you don't have to have shishim against the whole potato. Here already, you could taina. If you're talking shari surim, some would taina that. No, why is it Rabbanan? Shari Surim.
Nas Nevela is Sidur Rabbanan. The Nas Nevela of Shari Surim.
True, but we're not talking. We're not going into Mevatel Isser. Your Mevatel, it was B'shoigig. Whatever, or we pass him. It's not a Mevatel Sachila. It's not an issue. But according to Rechab, we don't say Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So you don't need Shishim against the whole potato. And therefore, take if you have shishim with the all together and the whole chalent, even including this potato, like the Mechaber said in Sif Gimel, against the original blood, then you're okay. According to the Ramah, you're not okay because the techilin nasameda b'shari surim. The Shach points out that even though from the way the Ramah presents it, this case that we just gave, right, when the blood falls into the potato and potato falls into the chalent. So whether or not it could be mitzarif together with everything to be mevatel the original dam, that depends on chaticha nasas nevela. In other words, if you don't say chaticha nasas nevela, everything's okay. You don't have a problem. combined all together was mevatel the blood. And if you do zechir nasas novela, then you have a problem because now you have to mevatel the whole potato. That's not so accurate, the Shach points out. Because even if you don't zechir nasas novela, b'shari surim, we're still going to pass like the Rashba. I mean, even the Mechaber will still pass an Efshel Sach Dayaser. So that potato is going to remain Bisurai, even after. It's just that you won't have to have Shishim to Mevatel the whole potato. In terms of the rest of the Chalent, you want to know what's going to be the din of the rest of the Chalent, you won't have to Mevatel the whole potato, only the Dam. But you're not saving your Het, you're not saving your Heter that became Aser. As you normally, you think Mar Bala Heter is like saving the heter that was the iser was nivlin to some heter. Now you're marbin, you have more heter. Now it's, you know, everything is mutter because now altogether you have shishim. That's not happening in such a kind of a case when it's a chaticha. So it's going to be efshar sachtei aser. If you're dealing with lach belach. If you're dealing with lach belach, so the Ramah quoted in Simon Tzadik Beis that there are many Rishonim that are making when it comes to lach belach. So therefore, if you hold like those Rishonim, says the Ramah over here, you'll be able to be Mekel as well.
And even according to Ramah,
if it's Shari Surim, they have some Merubah, you won't be able to be Mekel. So let's say lach belach. The lach belach means that when you have a Roitiv that becomes Aser. Either Isser is nivel is dissolves into the roitiv, or the tam novela falls into the potato soup, and the tam of the novela goes into the potato soup, and then you take the piece out. So that potato soup, that's called lalach balach, and whether or not that whole potato soup was natsis novela, so is a machlekes rishainim. So if you want to be makel on that, so then you could be makel here. Now, from the Shach points out that the Ramah, well, yes, I guess you could say he has a kasha on the Ramah, because the way the Ramah presents it, it sounds like by lach belach, some won't say chaticha nasas nevela, even if we're dealing with a case of basar b'chalav. Meaning, even if basar falls into milk and makes the milk aser, right, and now you add the milk to the potato soup, since it's lach belach, since some milk became aser, from the taste of basar, so we're not going to, since it's a davar lach, so we're not going to say chaticha nasas nevela. And as long as you have shishim and everything against the taste of the meat that went into the milk, you're going to be, you know, between the potatoes and the milk, you're going to have shishim against the meat, then everything is going to be mutter. Yeah?
One question. This whole thing when it comes to lach balach basar b'chalo,
yeah,
we're discussing whether yeah and maskana, whether or not
yeah,
maskana, yeah. Did you have to cook the tzir of them together, or even if it fell? Let's say you have tzir of gevina that fell into basar. Meaning, I know we discussed it then in basar b'chalav.
Then there's a makim to taina that we don't say chaticha nasas nevela, even if we're dealing with basar b'chalav. If it's not derech bishul, I think if you go with the mahalach of the ran, would come out
but
not.
But like the kshayla is, how does the mechaber go about it? Like, does the meaning we're going to try to say the Mechaber also would agree, really by lach balach by basar b'chalav will also say that there's a chanan. But that's where we're.
Yeah, I mean,
the question is, does
if
the
it's lach balach
also
there,
agree Bishop with that ran? Meaning, does he also need that extra requirement that it has to be cooked together?
I'm not sure, but certainly if it's cooked together, that's the point of the Shach.
Yeah,
certainly,
okay,
if it's cooked together,
he's talking about cooking. He's.
Yeah, but that's really the raya that we're bringing. The raya from the bringing is from the Gemara where the basar fell into the chalav. It was cooked together with the chalav. But then we said it. I don't know if we can prove what the Mechaber holds in that case. I don't know. So although from the dark, it's actually not really from the Ramah over here. It's really more from the Dark Yom Moshe where it's mashma that it's going to be even by basar b'chalav. We're not going to say chanan b'lach b'lach because we're coming to. The Dark Yom Moshe is coming to Fa'en for the tour, because in the tour, which we really didn't discuss this yet, we're just discussing the Etzem Din when you're Marba. When first Isser fell into Pachas Mishishim and then you add more Heter, is it going to be Mutter or is it going to be Aser? Did the first Taruvis become an Avela? So we're saying we have to plug in the rules that we know. And that Shach Sahara, that even if it's Shari Surim, if it's a Chaticha, you have to contend with Efter Sach Dayaser. So it will only be an Afkimina Lagabi Shara Taruv, it's not Lagabi the original Chaticha. If we're dealing with lach balach, then shari surim, there's certainly room to taina that it's there's no chetichan asis nevela, even according to the Ramah. Let's see if it's case of hafsa maruba. We were discussing that if it's basar b'chalov, lach balach basar b'chalov. So from the Ramah, we're saying that from the Ramah was mashma that at least some hold that we're not going to say chanan even by basar b'chalov if it's lach balach, and the shach is trying to prove that that's not correct, that everybody agrees if it's basar b'chalov, we're going to say chanan even by lach balach. So where is the mashmos from the Ramah that if it's lach balach, some say you don't say chanan even if it's basar b'chalov? So the context was because the Torah quotes a machloikis between himself and the smag. When you get a shaila, and right now there's shishim, so do you have to ask the person, was it always like this, that you always had shishim, or was it that when it originally fell in, there wasn't shishim, and you were mar beheter? Do you have to ask him if he was mar beheter? So the smag says you have to ask him if he was mar beheter, because sometimes when you're mar beheter, it's aser. So you have to find out if he was mar bal, if he added some more heter. And the Torah says there's no point in doing it. Why? Because what could be the issue when he's mar beheter? You're talking aim evatan lizlachat chila, right? So manafshach, if he did it b'mezid, he's not going to admit to you that he did it b'mezid. So that, you're not going to find that out. And if he did it b'shoigig, so we pass in, if you're mevatalis of b'shoigig, it's going to be mutter. The loikon sin b'shoigig got to mezid. So what's the point? What's the point of asking him?
Why would he?
So you don't have to ask.
He's going to lie to the Rav. Rav, passing me the din. Lie to him what happened. I'll just tell him the noise that fell in the chatchila. Like, I'm sorry. I need to understand the svarah there.
No, that's exactly the svarah of the Torah. If he's be marba b'mezid, he's not going to tell you. He's not going to come to you, most probably.
So then why is he asking the Rav, you're saying?
Huh?
Yeah,
he's lying to you.
No, for Shoigi, he didn't know there was anything wrong. He didn't think there was anything wrong with doing. Let's say he didn't know that there's anything wrong with being marbe. He's just going to come to you and ask you the shaila. So the Torah says, what's the point in asking him? Because even if the answer is yes, the only answer could be yes b'shoigig, and this b'shoigig would be mutter anyway. But he didn't deal with the angle like we were saying before. That's not the only angle to the shaila. The second angle to the shaila is chatichan asas nevela, right? So you have to make sure that there's no problem. Whenever you're going to be mati, you have to make sure there's no problem with chatichan asas nevela. So the Beis Yosef said the reason why the Torah was not concerned with that because the Torah paskins that b'shari surim, we don't say chatichan asas nevela. So therefore, the Torah was not concerned with that. So the Darki Moshe asked on the Beis Yosef that. That's not a good answer, because if that would be the case, the Torah would have had to say that, but if it's a case of Asr B'chalim, you do have to ask. Because then you don't have, you still, not because of Eim V'atel Nesad Chilim, but because of Chatichan Asr's Novela concern. Yeah? So the fact that he doesn't do that, it must be that we're discussing a case where Chatichan Asr's Novela is not a concern, even by Asr B'chalim. And then he goes on to list cases where seemingly Chatichan Asr's Novela is not a concern. So he says maybe Yavish B'Yavish, Lach B'Lach. So he's trying to give us an example. He had a kasha on the Beis Yosef, right? That he can't be telling me it's only talking about Shari Surin. The Torah was obviously also talking about Basar B'chalov. And then he's going to try to give me an example where we don't say Chatichan Nasis Nevela, presumably even by Basar B'chalov. And he gives us an example of Lach B'lach. So in other words, so it's mashma that he holds that there are those that say that even by lach that by lach balach we don't say chetichan asas nevela even by basar b'chalav. On that, the shach has a long tzarachiyon that it's very very clear that when it comes to basar b'chalav we do say chanan. There is, however, on the other side of the coin, there is still a kula when it comes to lach balach. There is still a kula against as opposed to when a chaticha becomes aser. Because Efshal Sochtei. It was Efshal Sochtei Aser is only an issue by a Chaticha. Once a Chaticha was Nesra, it can't become Aser. It can't become Mutter. But when a Kamus of Lach, which was Nesar, if that mixes with more Heter, so there's no, we can't identify a particular, you can't identify the original Iser, so then as long as you had a Sheer Bittel in the second Haruvis, so then everything is Mutter. Now, the Sheer Bittel would be taka different. If it's Shari Surin, then it's Hefsim Aruba, so then we won't say Hanan. So the all you'll need is shishim against the original iser. And if it's batzer b'chalav, let's say if it's chalav that was nasar, and then you mixed it with the potato soup, so then you're going to have shishim against the whole entire amount of chalav. But there's still a kula on the other end that efshar sachta is not an issue. But the Ramah was addressing, chalav that was cooked with basar, and you took that chalav and you poured it into potato soup. But the Ramah was addressing chaticha nasis novela, and seemed to be trying to give us an example why even by basar b'chalav it won't be an issue, and that's clearly not correct lahalacha. That's the Shas point. Another possible answer that the Dakei Moshe tries to give to the question, in other words, why was the Torah not concerned with Chaticha Nasis Nevela? It's not just, it's shot in the Torah and it's Negela Halacha. In other words, is it going to be a problem? When is there a problem with Chaticha Nasis Nevela? When is there not? That question is used to answer why the Torah was not concerned. In other words, maybe we were talking about a case that there is no concern for Chaticha Nasis Nevela. We were talking about Yavesh B'Yavesh, we were talking about Lach B'Lach, we were talking about, okay? So one of the other cases of explaining why perhaps the Torah was not concerned is, he quotes an Isser V'Heter that says that the only time something is Nasis Nevela, even let's say we're talking about Basar B'Chalav, Tipas Chalav Nafla L'Chatichas Basar, and it was nois in time into the Chaticha. Kuleyama Basar B'Chalav, it's Nivla into the Chaticha, it's Basar B'Chalav, for sure it's Chaticha Nasis Nevela, yeah? The only time it's Nasis Nevela, and therefore, and then if it falls into the Chalav, you need Shishim Neged, the whole Chaticha. That's only if it was Noida HaTaruvas before it fell into the Chalav. If you realize that the Tipas Chalav fell on the Chaticha, the tipas chala fell on the chaticha's basar and asered up the chaticha, and then subsequently, after you realize that this chaticha already became aser, then it fell into the chalon. So then we say the din chanan, that once we already pasken on this chaticha, or we should have pasken on this chaticha, that it's aser, now we say it was nasis nevela, so therefore I need to be mavatal the whole entire chaticha. But that's only once we pasken that this chaticha, or once we pass into this chaticha's aser, or at least once we become aware of the taruvus, which theoretically at that point, if we know the halacha, we're supposed to pass into that chaticha's aser. At that point, it becomes a nevela. But if you become aware of the taruvus, once it was already mixed into the chalant, in other words, let's say the tipa fell on the chaticha's basar, and it was nice and time to the chaticha, but you weren't aware of it. And then you threw the piece into the chalant, and after it was already cooking in the chalant, you became aware that before it was added to the chalent, some milk spilled onto the nivla into the meat. So if you became aware that the milk went into the meat after the meat was already in the chalent, so it goes by when you become aware. As far as you're concerned, as far as Allah is concerned, that tipa didn't fall into the meat. That tipa fell into the pot. And therefore, that chaticha didn't become aser yet, and it was not nasis nevela, and there's also no issue of efshar sachtei aser. The point is, that chaticha, until you become aware of the taruvis, that chaticha does not become aser. The halachas pertaining to that chaticha don't kick in until you become aware. So if by the time you become aware, at this point you already have a shir bittel, there is no issue whatsoever, not of chaticha nasis nevela, and not even of efshar sachta yasser, even if we're talking about a chatichas baser, which is melei achalav. So he says, that's exactly why there's no concern over here. That's exactly why the Torah said you don't have to ask. Why wasn't he worried of chaticha nasis nevela? The answer is because most probably it was only if he added the heter, most probably he did that before he became aware of the iser. We have a concern. We have a concern that maybe, yeah, I don't have to say it.
How does this answer the Torah? Meaning, I understand that you saw that over here, but even by Basar B'Chalav at Shaykh, that you won't say Chanan. And therefore what?
Now, if it was koidim, because even if you added the heter, as long as it was koidim shenoy da taruvis,
you won't say chanan. And therefore,
there's no problem. There's no problem with tzadchadichanasis nevela, and there's no problem with shemevatan islachadchila. Maybe he added the heter after noida taruvis.
Then he won't come to best.
So no, we assume no. It could be he was maybe shoygig, but we don't have to. We wouldn't assume that. We'll assume most probably as soon as he becomes aware, when is he going to come to Beis Din? When he becomes aware of the shaila, we're going to assume that at that point he's going to come to Beis Din. When he becomes aware of the shaila, so if any ribui happened, it probably happened koidim shanoida. So therefore, there's no problem not of chanan and not of emavatlan eschatchila because you were shoygig if it was koidim shanoida. Okay. Al pi halacha, what would it be? So that would answer up for the Torah. Now, what would the halacha be if it was la'achar shenoida? So then the Yisra Heter has a chumra also. The Yisra Heter holds that if it's la'achar shenoida, taruvas kansin and shaygatu mezit. Even if it's a case where there's no chaticha nasas nevela, even if it's lach balach b'shar yisurim b'hefse meruba, which we don't say chaticha nasas nevela, and there's no ishum v'efsel nishtach tayasar, avol pikein, the whole taruvus, the whole second taruvus is going to be, or second taruvus, or the whole, when you added the heter, the whole taruvus is now going to become aser.
The smak wouldn't hold so. The smak would hold that if you.
No, we were discussing.
According to the Torah right now, but you don't
answer. No, this is the halacha according to the Isser v'heter. The koidim shanoi, let's get halacha straight. How we learned, how we're going to use this Isser v'heter to explain the machloikas from the smag and the Torah, that's a secondary issue. The halacha of the Isser v'heter is that koidim shanoi, it's always mutter. There's no problem, not of chatichan, never. There's never a problem, not of chatichan asus nevela, not of mevatal iser. And after shanoi da taruvis, so even if it's a type of a taruvis, which generally otherwise would not be a problem, if it would have happened in one, it would not be a problem of chaticha nasis nevela, but even if you're an Arbeinu Ephraim and it's a shari surim, so there's no problem of chaticha nasis nevela. Afal became it's going to be usur because even if you were a shaygi, let's say even though if you didn't know the halacha that you weren't allowed to add, but once there was yedias ataruvis. So then we're kind of shaygi got to maze it. Maybe you were taka shaygi, you didn't know the halacha, you're not allowed to add. But once you know that for a case that koidim shanoida, we're not going to make any xeris. We're going to ask her koidim shanoida atu la'achar shanoida. That's a separate type of you weren't aware at that point of any problem whatsoever. But there's no shaygi atu maze it. You can't be maze it in that case. La'achar shanoida, so there you could be shaygi or you could be maze it. So therefore we may consider shaygi got to maze it. So that's the Yisra v'heter. So Yisra v'heter has a kula and a chumra. Now, how does he use it? How does the Dr. Moshe use the Yisra v'heter to explain the machlokes between the smag and the tor? Is in other words, the reason why the tor holds it's not a problem is because we could assume that if anything was added, it was added koidim shanoida, which according to the Yisra v'heter is not a problem. Whereas the smag perhaps will be choshish that maybe something was added la'achar shanoida. Doesn't know, like I gave the example the other shaykh, you know, sometimes when a bathroom gets stuffed, so sometimes the guy tries to fix it, and then when he ruins his whole house, then he calls the plumber. And sometimes the guy calls the plumber l'chatchila. So the same thing here. The Isser fell into the pot. So either he's going to try to fix it and then go to the Rav, or he's going to go directly to the Rav. So the smag held that the guy's going to try to fix it first. And the Torah was more. Okay, so now you have the different. Okay, so if you know the Metzius, if you know that first it was in Pachs Mishishim and then more was added, so if it was added b'shoigig, so then mitzarim vatnas chil, it's okay. You just have to calculate. Do you have a problem of chaticha nasas nevela or efshasach deyaser, and that you'll have to plug in the halachas. Are we dealing with yavish b'yavish? Are we dealing with lach b'lach? Is it pas mechol or b'shari surim like the Arav the Shach? And whether or not if you want a paskin like the kula of the Isser v'heter, so then as long as it was koidim shenayda taruvis, we're always going to be good to go. And then you have to, we have to point out that there was also a chumra of the yisur v'heter. Maybe we have to be choishish for this chumra of the yisur v'heter, that if it's lachar shenoida, maybe kansinan shaygatu mezid. So maybe em levatan l'sachatchila is a bigger problem than we thought, because we were always saying kansinan shaygatu mezid. But maybe so the Ramah quotes the chumra of the yisur v'heter, but not the kula. In the Darki Moshe, he was trying to end for the machlokes between the smag and the Torah, so he used the kula of the Isser Beheter to explain that machlokes. Here, he's only quoting you the chumra, that although we say that, like on Sina Shaygatu Mezid, but perhaps, if it's la'achra shneida taruvis, there is a shita that we are machmir. So, the Shach says that we don't paskin like the Isser Beheter at all. Not like the kula of the yisur v'heter, and not like the chumra of the yisur v'heter. So the shach says it all depends. No, the Ramah maybe will pass. I'm saying the shach's a long shach. So his conclusion is that we don't pass like the yisur v'heter at all. Not like the kula of the yisur v'heter, and not like the chumra of the yisur v'heter. So therefore, it all depends on Hanan. If it's a case that you were mar b'heter b'shoigig, so then it depends. You have to see, was it Hanan before you added it? So then, didn't help that you added. If it was not Hanan before you added, then it's okay, because Leikon Sinan Shaygatu Mezid. Right? So therefore, if it's Koidim Shenoida, and it's a Taruvus which Hanan applies to, it'll be a problem, not like the Yisur V'Heter. And if it's La'achar Shenoida, if it was a Shoygig, and it was a Taruvus to which Chatichan Ases Tefela does not apply to, you're also fine. Now the Ramah addresses that taka, that question between the smag and the tor, whether or not. Because so until now in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, it discussed the actual halacha, whether or not you what would be if somebody was mar beheter. Then you ask what's taka the din? Are you supposed to ask when you get a shaila? Now you have shishim. Are you supposed to ask? So the Ramah points out that according to the Isser Beheter, you for sure have to ask. L'choira will come out that according to the Isser Beheter, you have to ask because if he was mar, there's a case that even if you were mar by the shoygig, again, the guys won't admit that he was mar by the mezid. But according to the Yisur V'Heter, let's say he didn't know the halacha that you're not allowed to be mar by, so he'll admit that he was mar by, and then you'll have to ask her because la'achar shenoida taruvis.
It's still a problem.
It's still a problem, even if it was a shoygig. So there'll be reason to ask. But then he concludes that lo'inogu came. You don't have to ask. So you certainly don't have to ask mitzad that chumra. Mitzad that la'achar shenoida, we have to be worried that kansin and shoygig. You certainly wouldn't have to ask mitzad that, because then you could be soymech on the Torah svara that he would have come to. You don't have to be choishish that he added la'achar shenoida. He would have, as soon as he was noida, he would have come to the rab. You don't have to be. But the Shach and Taz point out that even if we're talking about a taruvis, which is like basar b'cholov. Chatichas, you know, it involves a chatichas basar b'cholov. So we for sure have to be concerned with chaticha nasis novela. So even though we're not really accepting the kula of the Isser V'Heter, the koinim shenoy, that's not a problem, you still would have to ask. I'm saying, so l'chore, if you don't accept the kula of the Isser V'Heter, you should have to ask mitzah the problem of chaticha nasis novela. If you accept the kula of the Isser V'Heter, then you say you don't have to ask at all. Because we don't assume that anything was added la'achar shenoida, because it would have come right away. So therefore, there's no reason to ask. But if you don't accept the kula of the Yisur V'Heter, so maybe if it's a type of a taruvis, that chatichan asa nevela is a problem too, that chatichan asa nevela applies to, it would make sense that you should have to ask. So the Shach and Taz will say, nevertheless, afal b'kin, you don't have to ask. Because lo machzakin en reyesa. Right now you have shishim, you don't have to assume that something was added. You don't have to. There is even if it was added, it's possible that it was added in a way that it was not nasis nevela, because like it was near v'kisa miyad. In other words, if it was added right away, so then the tipa was nespashed right away into everything. So even if it didn't happen at once, it's still not necessarily to become us. So therefore, you don't have to ask. So even if we're dealing, so lamaisa, even if we're dealing with a taruvis, to which chadicha nasis nevela does apply to. And even though the halacha, we do not accept the kula of the Yisur V'Heter, that koidim shenoida is no issue, you still don't have to ask. And even though we do accept, and even if you want to accept the chumra of the Yisur V'Heter, the lachar shnei, there is a problem, you're still not required to ask. But lamaisa, we don't accept the chumrah of the isur. The shach says, I mean, the Ramah quotes the chumrah of the isur v'heter, but the shach argues on it, and the Prima Gadim says you don't have to be machmer. So the chumrah of the isur v'heter is not a problem, as long as it was shoyig, even if it's lachar shnei the taruvis, it's mutter. Now, the kul of the isur v'heter, the Ramah doesn't even quote, the shach argues with it, and the Prima Gadim says, but maybe you could be saymich on it. Maybe we have some aruba. So he says, by baser b'chalav, don't be saymich on it. But b'shari surim, let's use it, because b'shari surim, the whole chatan is only the rabbanon. So b'shari surim, you could saymich on the sisser v'heter, that was kaidim shnei, it'll be meikol. And the label to be, you know, it'll take us down one notch. So if it was a chaticha, we'll be meikol b'hef some aruba. And if it was a lach, instead of having to be meikol b'hef some aruba, we'll make a right, you know, meikol just in a regular case of the evet. So that is sugya of marba laheter, and whether or not the chacham has to ask. Should we squeeze in the first part of Sivva? Okay.
It's too many details. Too many opinions. Yeah,
okay, not chayzer v'neir. Just the first part. Mamata lisser by nisa derabanan. We'll finish Mevatel Isser. We'll finish the sugya of Mevatel Isser, and then we'll move on to Chayz Vanei next
Sunday time. Sunday we can put in the whole. Can we think we can put everything in Sunday? Or is it going to be too much of a stretch?
Did you ready for a stop on there?
No. No, we could do it. We could do it in one.
By this time, if they're listening to the shiur, by this time of the year, Emil Taruva still know. You know, it was giving me a headache.
Okay, when it will stop. Okay, when it will stop. Okay, when it will stop. Okay, when it will stop.